Welcome to the Media Line. I am Mohammed Al-Qasim. Joining me is Giora Eiland, a retired Israeli general who went on to head the country's National Security Council and today is a senior research associate at the Tel Aviv-based Institute for National Security Studies. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you.
General Eiland, Israeli Foreign Minister Israel Katz confirms that he has been working on non-aggression treaties with several Arab Gulf states. How might Israel benefit?
I don't think that there is a significant benefit for Israel. It is a kind of some PR activities more than a substance, because from practical point of view, we are not in any, let's say, confrontations with any of the Arab states in the Gulf. More than that, we do have commercial relations and something even beyond commercial relations so far, and even some kind of political or even intelligence coordination, because we do share some common interests. The reality today is de facto a non-aggression, if not agreement, a non-aggression de facto situation. So it doesn't have any significant meaning so far.
Let me turn the question then. How might the Gulf states benefit and how receptive might they be?
I don't think that the Gulf states will be very enthusiastic to move alongside this route because they are very sensitive to any kind of relations with Israel, especially as long as the Israeli-Palestinian conflict is not resolved. There is a continuous commitment of actually all the Arab regimes not to proceed and not to reach any diplomatic relations with Israel as long as this conflict is not accomplished. There were, I remind, in the past some attempts by President Obama and some others to try to reach some normalization between Israel and those countries, and it was rejected by the Arab countries because any normalization with Israel is not very popular in the streets of those countries. So they don't have any real interest to do anything bold and official with Israel. However, they do have good interest to continue with the very confidential relations, especially to share intelligence and to get some kind of security advisors. But this does not mean that we need to have anything formal. So I don't foresee any success behind this initiative. It is, in a way, if it is real, I believe it is quite a naive Israeli initiative that I don't think that it will reach any substantial results in the near future.
You are listening to Giora Eiland, a retired Israeli general who went on to head the country's National Security Council and today is a senior research associate at the Tel Aviv-based Institute for National Security Studies. Iran clearly is the elephant in the room. There is speculation now that Riyadh is looking to lower tensions with Tehran rather than rattle sabers after the aerial attack against the Saudi oil facilities on September 14th. Do you think this is true?
I think what is certainly true is that Saudi Arabia was attacked, and it is more than evident that it was carried out by the Iranians. They probably did it from the Iraqi soil, and from the professional point of view, it was quite an impressive demonstration of the Iranian capability. Unfortunately, Saudi Arabia is deterred, and actually the Iranians achieved what they wanted, and this is to cause Saudi Arabia not to be ready for confrontation, but on the contrary, actually to release a very peaceful announcements and to try to reach some kind of understanding with Iran. I'm not sure that this is in the long range serves the interest of Saudi Arabia and the other countries in the Gulf, but I must admit that this is a quite successful Iranian combination of Iranian military actions and very aggressive policy.
General Giora Eiland, thank you for joining me at the Media Line. I'm Mohammed Al-Qasim.
Thank you.